Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Justina's Law has now been introduced by members of Congress. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about Justina's Law. Justina's Law, Matt, is a law that we drafted that is as a result of Justina Pelletier, the case that we were involved with representing this young girl, now 16, and after several months of litigation and a lot of work, we got her released from the custody of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, and now she is back home with her family where she belongs, and she should never have been taken. And as a result of this, we had previous meetings with members of Congress while she was still in the custody of the state of Massachusetts, and we talked about what now is called Justina's Law.
Well, there are multiple factors in this case, legal issues to deal with, but Justina's Law focuses specifically, Matt, doesn't it, on the state's ability to experiment or to allow experimentation, medical experimentation done to wards of the state, foster kids, and anybody that is declared by the state as a ward of the state, even if it provides a minimal benefit or could even harm the child. Isn't that correct?
Yes. In fact, this law, by the way, like I said, was bipartisan. So it's supported by and introduced by Representative Michelle Bachmann of Republican of Minnesota, Representatives Karen Bass, Democrat of California, Tom Marino, Republican of Pennsylvania, and Jim McDermott, Democrat of Washington. And this particular law deals with what one of the factors was in the Justina Pelletier case. You had at Boston Children's Hospital a psychologist who ultimately reclassified her physical condition of mitochondrial disease to somatoform disorder, which is a psychological condition. In other words, there's nothing wrong with you physically, it's all in your head. Well, guess what? This particular psychologist had been a recipient of a federally funded National Institutes of Health grant. And that grant was to study the psychological or mental conditions as it relates to your gastrointestinal distress. So guess what? Justina presents with GI distress. She wants to go and see her GI doctor, who had just gone to Boston Children's Hospital from Tufts Medical Center, where she had seen him before. And so she is intercepted by this psychologist who says, oh, I think it's all in your head. You don't have anything physically wrong. We're going to stop medical treatment, medication. We're not going to talk about medical in your presence. We're not going to let your family do it. And your family can't seek a second opinion. And if she agreed through the family, then she'd have another subject for her federally funded research.
This is after a 25-minute interview.
Yeah. And if she disagreed, then guess what they would do? As the family said, thank you, but we'll take her back to Tufts if you're not going to treat her here. They call in the Department of Children and Families, and they tell the DCF, we think it's all mental, therefore there should be no medical treatment. The family wants to treat her medically, so if they do, that's medical abuse. So DCF steps in, takes the kid. Now, the kid becomes, Justina, a ward of the state, therefore, and under the policies, wards of the state are subject to research by Boston Children's Hospital. So Justina's Law says this. If you have a situation where you have that conflict of interest again, you cannot receive these federal funded grants. That's essentially what it is. You're not going to be able to put them as wards of the state and receive federally funded grants for doing so, because it gives an incentive for the researcher to actually try to put somebody in a ward of a state scenario so that they can be a subject of research.
Yeah.
They've got them as a guinea pig for a year or more.
That's called a conflict of interest. It gives the state the ability to provide lab rats for Boston Children's Hospital, which is the way this scheme was set up. And what's particularly chilling to me, Matt, is the language of the policy there at Boston Children. It says that that these foster kids, these wards of the state, can be subjected to medical research, quote, that presents a greater than minimal risk of harm to the child with no prospect of direct benefit. So they're saying they can harm a child, and even if there's no prospect that it's going to help that child, as long as that child is a ward of the state, a father, a foster child, or a ward of the state. That is bone-chilling,
yeah,
Matt.
It's bone-chilling.
And Justina's law sets to undo that, correct?
Justina's law sets to undo that, yeah. I mean, I was stunned when we got into this case and found out that you could actually get these grants from the federal government, and it's the National Institutes of Health. I knew about that. But what I didn't know about is that wards of the state could be subject of research. And Boston Children's Hospital has a policy. And it doesn't have to be research that actually helps them.
No, it can even hurt them.
Yeah, as long, you know, so all the wards of the state, all the kids, the minors that are in the Department of Children and Families custody, they can be medical research subjects even though they don't want to be and even though their parents object because they're subject of the wards of the state. And then what the Boston Children's Hospital staff can do, the doctors or counselors, they can go out and apply for a federal grant. So the federal government is giving money to these doctors or psychologists or counselors to research on kids, and they are not willing subjects. I mean, that's just unbelievable that this is happening, but that's the status of the law right now, and Justina's law is designed to stop that.
So it provides an incentive. It incentivizes monetarily. It provides a monetary incentive for these doctors, these psychiatrists, psychologists, to A, suddenly find that a serious medical condition really is in their head so that they can experiment and get a ton of money through federal grants in order to conduct those experiments. This is...
It's unbelievable.
It's inexplicable.
Well, here's a quote from Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. She says, whether it's one child or thousands, it is our duty to guarantee that children are kept safe from harm while in the custody of their respective states. 16 months ago, Justina was a figure skater. Today, she could not stand, sit, or walk on her own. It is unconscionable what happened to Justina, and we must do all that we can to prevent it from ever happening again. Removing federal funding from such experimentation is an important first step. And that's exactly what this law does. So we are encouraging members of Congress, and this is bipartisan, this is not politics or political, this is about protecting these children and not giving money to researchers to experiment on them when they're wards of the state.
I'm real proud of our own Mark Trammell of Liberty, Director of Public Policy, Liberty Council Action. He worked a great deal on this as well. He said this. He said, the purpose of Justina's law is to protect children, plain and simple. As evidenced by the bill's bipartisan support, it is not about partisan politics. It is about advocating for the health and safety of children. It is irresponsible and inexcusable to subject foster children or any child who is a ward of the state to medical research that presents a greater than minimal risk of harm to the child with no prospects of direct benefit. These are children made in the image of God. They deserve to be treated that way, not like human lab rats. And I think Mark nailed it with that quote.
That's an absolute nailing of that quote, and that's exactly what this law is about. So it's called Justina's Law. It is H.R. 4989. That's H.R., or House Resolution 4989. And it has bipartisan support from both Republicans and Democrats. This should be passed in the House and also in the Senate. If there's a law that needs to be passed and needs to get the attention of a bipartisan group of people, it is Justina's Law. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being involved in praying for this case and supporting Liberty Counsel through this process. It was a long and arduous task, but ultimately we prevailed and got Justina home. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. Make sure you get on our mailing list and continue to support Liberty Counsel with your contributions online or through the mail. Go to Liberty Counsel's website again. It's lc.org. You can also call our toll-free number, 800-671-1776. Without your support and your prayers, Liberty Counsel could not exist. We have this five-book Patriots Handbook series, and one of the books is on religious freedom in public schools, political action for pastors and churches, Israel, the right to bear arms, and more, all available for you. You can order that online. Call 800-671-1776 or go to lc.org. We're also involved in the Pastors and Patriots Initiative, and we're wanting to get information out to about 150,000 churches between now and November. So you can participate in helping us do that and reach that goal. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information or go to pastorsandchurches.org. That's one of our websites, pastorsandchurches.org, for more information on an event coming near you.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.